Hello everyone, my name is Rafal and I would like to welcome you to my Headshot Photography podcast. In today's podcast, I would like to talk a little bit about wardrobe for headshots. This is the topic which, in my opinion, should be more often discussed, especially nowadays where the clothing, it's a huge part of our culture. It's also extremely important how we feel about ourselves. And also in headshot photography, it's a quite important component which we really have to look into and make sure we choose the right wardrobe for our clients. And I remember back in the days, I didn't pay much of attention to wardrobe. I was typically asking my clients to bring whatever they feel like it, and then we will work with it and see what's going to happen. But with experience, with a lot of sessions under my belt, I really look at this whole element from completely different perspective. And we're going to dive into this. We're going to talk about it in depth. And hopefully this podcast will give you some little bit of different approach to wardrobe for our headshot sessions and how to also prepare our clients when it comes to bring the right stuff. Because most of the clients, as you guys probably know, have no idea. They will basically follow your guideline, and we need to make sure we do this right and we prepare our clients to basically select the right stuff. So let's dive into this and let's talk about it from few different perspectives. First of all, and I mentioned that few seconds ago, wardrobes bring some kind of confidence in our subject. So if the client doesn't bring the right stuff and, you know, they wear something where they don't feel comfortable in, this might affect our photo shoot, because especially I think when it comes to the females, they need to have stuff which makes them feel a little bit better about themselves. They have to feel that they're beautiful in their wardrobe, and they're very, very picky. I'm sure those guys who are been in this industry for quite some time, you guys probably know that when it comes to the wardrobes, most women, they're really picky and they want to wear the right stuff. So when it comes to, as I said, confidence, and when it comes to the psychological impact, we also want to make sure that, you know, our clients, they're wearing the right stuff, because they're going to also bring some important and some, it's going to pretty much like bring the confidence into them, and you're going to see that throughout the photo shoot, and also you're going to see that when it comes to the final images, that the client and their subject feels much, much more comfortable. Okay, so that's the kind of the first aspect, but let's kind of do step back, and I'm going to basically share with you how to prepare your client for bringing the right stuff. So first of all, what I want to say, I don't limit my clients when it comes to the wardrobe. So if the client wants to bring, I don't know, 10, 20 different outfits, they can just bring them on. I don't put any restrictions. I know a lot of headshot photographers, they do this kind of limits and they put some boundaries. But in my case, I'm trying to be open to basically just work with whatever they bring. But the more options we have, there are better chances that we're going to have the right stuff. Because as I said, most clients, they have no idea what to bring. And also from our perspective as a headshot photographers, even if we specify exactly what to bring, the clients might don't really know what exactly we mean and what exactly we are looking for. So the more options they bring, it's better. And I remember, as I said, back in the days, I allow only 3 options for my clients. But then if none of them, they're going to work, it's kind of bummer, because then we have to work with something which basically it's not going to look good. And it's not going to really make our clients' images look better. It's going to just pretty much just drag this whole thing down to make those images look less impressive. So, as I said, ask your client to bring as many options as possible. And then you can select prior to photo shoot what works best. And there is another little element which is extremely important. And I just want to point this out, and also I'm sure everyone who is in this industry knows exactly what I mean by that. That even though sometimes the clients put stuff on and they, you know, feel good about themselves in this specific wardrobe, or you know, they think, oh, this is what makes me look good, it doesn't mean it's gonna photograph well. And that's extremely important, because I've been in the situation like countless times where the client puts some shirt or some sweater or some jacket, whatever, you name it, and it looked good at first. And when I started photographing, you know, my subject, all of a sudden this whole thing just completely changes the dynamic, and you know, there's this weird flow to the image, and it just simply doesn't work. And we have to be aware of that, because as I said, we're going to be running into the situations many times, and we have to have some kind of backup. And as I said, the best backup is pretty much have more options. And if you notice, okay, you know what, this jacket or this sweater or this shirt doesn't work, we can basically change into something different and try to find something that's going to suit our subject the best possible way. And we also can work with the lighting, we can adjust certain things, but some clothing for whatever reason doesn't photograph well, and you're gonna see it. As I said, I've been in this situation countless times, and I remember, even you know, the pose is great, the face expression is great, the lighting is good, but the clothing, it doesn't give me something which gonna basically compliment the client or my subject. It just works against this, and it's just horrible. And this is something which we have to pay attention to. So let's kind of go another step back. So before my clients comes in, I'm sending them some kind of a PDF file where I talk about the wardrobe, how important that is, and you know, what they should bring, how to prepare also the wardrobe for the headshot session. So you know, make sure it's clean, there's no stains, there's no missing buttons, is nicely pressed, preferably, you know, it's something that it's basically, I don't know, put in some kind of place where, you know, doesn't fold it and, you know, doesn't have all those wrinkles and stuff. Because again, I've been in the sessions where I told my clients to bring several stuff, and this whole thing is just a mess. The people just kind of shovel this whole thing into this bag or something, and they bring it out, and it's just wrinkled, and there's some stains, there's like missing buttons, there is something which, you know, it just doesn't look right. And you know, we don't really have time during the session to press someone's shirt. I've been in the situations again where someone comes in like, hey, can I press this, have an iron here, I will do it like in 5 minutes. But then you're just taking the time of your session, you know, and those things should be prepared prior to photo shoot. And you know, the clients should know exactly how to prepare themselves and also how to transport and bring those clothing in the conditions where, you know, they can just put them on and they're ready for the headshot session. So as I said, good advice, try to create some kind of document or some kind of PDF file where you basically script all those stuff. What kind of wardrobe they have to bring, how many options, you know, make sure that this wardrobe is clean, it's nicely pressed, and it's ready to go. So that's something which also gives you a little bit of advantage, because the clients, they're going to know exactly how to do it. And also just double check, like make sure that, ask them before the shoot, hey, you know what, I send you this PDF file, did you have a chance to read it? Everything is clear. Don't tell them just, okay, go and read this stuff. Just try to make sure that they understand the process and they know exactly what to do. Okay, so that's the first step. Then the session comes in and we need to pick the wardrobe. So usually what I'm trying to do, I'm going for their wardrobe selection, and I'm trying to pick what is right for the shoot. So if I see something which is baggy or have some, you know, weird colors or have some weird patterns, basically automatically put this on the side, and then we just choosing the best options. The next thing what I do, I'm asking my clients to pretty much just put that on so I can see it and I can just take a test shot just to see how this whole thing photographed, right? So that's what we talked about it a few minutes ago. Just because something looks good on the client doesn't mean it photographs well. So that's the next step in the process. So I'm trying to kind of, as I said, select the best options. Then I'm going to ask my clients to put that on, see how this whole thing photographs, and then we kind of go into the photo shoot. So that's the kind of the first step on basically just making sure the wardrobe and all the clothing is right. So then if you choose the right stuff and you have those options, then you don't really have to worry about it. Because I remember I was in the situations where I had this weird clothing and I was trying to make things work. That's the worst thing what you can do, because I've noticed that I was focusing more on the clothing rather than I was focusing on the client, and I was trying to work with the client just to, you know, get the right face expressions, you know, right posing. I was trying to pretty much just making the clothing work rather than my subject. And that's another, it's a huge mistake. I've been there, I've done that. And I remember back in the days, I was just going for those shots after my session, and I was just like, what the hell I was doing? Instead focusing on my client, I was just, you know, basically posing my clients so the wardrobe was working and was just looking good on the client. It's not fashion shoot. That's the only exceptions where, you know, it's more about the clothing rather than, you know, the subject. In headshot session, it's opposite. It's all about their face. It's all about their posing. It's all about the face expression, and the clothing and the wardrobe is only something which is going to complement the client and is going to just, you know, bring this image to the next level, but shouldn't be the main focus. If this is like a specific photo shoot where, you know, it's the beauty shot, for example, for whatever, and the clothing is part of this whole concept, it's a different story. But for the corporate stuff and for the regular headshots, this is something which, you know, shouldn't be that the clothing is just the, I don't know, on the front line of this entire image. And I know sometimes this whole thing might be difficult to balance, but I've noticed over the years that, you know, it's doable. So what do we can do to make this work? So first of all, there's a couple things. First is the kind of cut we're using, right? So I really like, and again, this is just my personal opinion, I really like business shirts. I really like turtlenecks, because what happens is, you know, there's more focus on the face rather than their body. I really like some jackets, but also the jackets which are really nicely fit and they're really close to their body. There's just not like something that, you know, makes the shoulders bigger, they're poofy, they, you know, make their body looks big. This is something which we don't want to use. So make sure, I found whatever is kind of sticking really nicely to their body and it's like nicely fit, those are the stuff which I really like. Another thing what I don't like is whatever, you know, some clients, they're bringing stuff which, you know, there's a lot of skin which you can see, because what happens is then this whole thing needs to be retouched, this whole thing needs to be adjusted. And from the retouching perspective, if we can focus only on the face, that is the ideal thing. If there is a lot of skin showing, then, you know, it's additional work for us. Even though nowadays I use AI to do the basic retouching of my images, so I don't have to worry too much about it. But back in the days when I was still retouching all my images, that was nightmare, because I not only have to focus on the face, I have to basically retouch the rest of the parts, like arms and you know, like the neckline and all this, you know, stuff. And that was time consuming. So, you know, instead spending, I don't know, 20, 30 minutes on the image, I was spending another 15, 20 minutes to basically make this whole thing look nice. So that's why nowadays I truly prefer clothing which is going to cover as much skin as possible, because then it's less work and actually looks better. Because I've noticed that if there is only focus on the face and the face is exposed, then it's a different story. But if there is more skin, usually the kind of, I don't know, the face, maybe not disappearing from the image, but it's not the main focus. The next thing what I want to talk about it is, of course, the color, right? So I really like dark colors, dark greens, dark blues, black, because again, that's what's going to, it's what it's going to do. It's going to basically make our face exposed a little bit more, and it's going to be brighter than everything else. So if someone's going to be looking at that image, the clothing is going to basically just push their face more into the front line, and it's going to be more visible because it's going to be the brightest part of the image, rather than, you know, the other stuff. Also, what I've noticed, what is also interesting, and this is something what it's important to mention, if there's even like a shirt or jacket or sweater or something which is wrinkled, it's less visible on the black, right? So if there's dark colors, the wrinkles are less visible. That's something also which is extremely important, because if you have someone who's got a white shirt or white sweater or whatever, and on the whites, everything is visible. So that's something which is kind of like difficult to retouch nowadays. Again, this is just time. And even though, as I said, we can use AI to fix some of those stuff, it's still visible, right? So that's why I don't prefer bright colors. I rather to shoot where the client is wearing something which has dark colors. The darker it gets, it's better, because it's less visible, exposed face better, and just photographs nicer. That's the kind of my approach. The next thing what I want to talk about it about different patterns. Like, I know there's a lot of discussions about it. If, you know, the clothing should have some kind of patterns. If there is something delicate and something soft, something which is not like really contrasty, then yes. But if there's something which has some kind of really crazy patterns, and it's bright, and it's you know, it's white with black, or, you know, some crazy stuff, then you got to be careful, right? Sometimes it works. Also depends, you know, what this image is designed for. If this is some kind of artist, or I don't know, social media personality, or, you know, they doing some artistic work, then yes, right? Then it's going to kind of go with the kind of personality, is going to go with the kind of job the person is doing. But if there's, let's say, corporate, and they need some kind of like image which is a little bit more subtle, it's not kind of crazy, then those type of things, it might not work as well. But the one thing what I want to say also, that don't kind of also just try to, okay, you know, I can't do this, or, you know, I should only stay to this type of stuff. No, I deeply believe that whatever clients brings, try to kind of see it, how it works. And if the client likes it and you think it works and it's kind of has some meaning behind it, then go for it. Try it. I think the worst thing what can do is, you know, you're not going to be able, you're not going to be using those stuff. But if you know, if there see some potential and there's something which can add to the image, then, you know, why not? And why try something which is going to be different. So again, for corporate stuff, a little bit of different approach when it comes to patterns and all this stuff. For the corporate images, it's a little bit, I would say, more subtle, something which is going to look way more professional, and it's going to kind of don't be as distractive as, you know, the other stuff. The next one, we talk a little bit about the colors. I'm really big fan of colors. So, you know, the one thing what I want to point it out is, I know we're living in the world where, you know, colors bring some kind of mood to the image. And the same with the clothing. If we want to kind of spice it up, the image, why not use something which has color, right? Again, if there is a corporate photo shoot and, you know, the client has specific requirements, usually what I'm trying to do is, you know, we can kind of do this in addition, right? So we have to do what it's kind of important for the client or for the company or for the business. But if the client wants to kind of stand out a little bit and wants to have, let's say, a little bit more interesting image for their social media platforms, whatever, why not using some kind of, you know, brighter colors, or, you know, using green, red, those kind of really, really amazing colors, which bring so much mood to the image. So again, I'm deeply believe that the more we try things and see what works, what doesn't work, but playing with different colors, especially nowadays, is extremely important, because those images also, they're gonna stand out, they're gonna look a little bit different, and they're gonna definitely add something unique to the image. And colors actually is one of those things. So in addition, when it comes to the clothing, what I want to also point it out, be prepared for example, having some kind of like a sticky tape. If, you know, there is some hair, or there is some kind of like dust, or there is some, I don't know, whatever. I always have those rollers where, you know, we kind of like clean it up prior to the photo shoot, just to make sure there is no anything on the clothing. Especially, you know, if someone, you know, the subject has a long hair and there is something kind of falling off, and then, you know, we would have to clean that up in Photoshop. It's kind of easy fix. You can buy those in the dollar store and you're pretty much good to go. And before every kind of, you know, change, or, you know, you've noticed something, have that roller handy and just pretty much just kind of scroll it all over the place and make sure that, you know, the wardrobe is nicely cleaned. And it saved you tons of time in Photoshop. I remember I had this one client, and, you know, I didn't pay attention to this stuff. She had all sorts of like stuff on her wardrobe, and I had to, and it was so visible, and I didn't notice that throughout the photo shoot, because, you know, you don't, like, if you basically shooting tether, it's a different story. But I was just shooting, just looking at my back of the screen of my camera, and there was so much stuff, and I was just like, oh my God, this is just crazy. I had to clean it up, spent tons of time, and this little $1 roller would fix all the problem. But again, I've done it, I made a mistake, and then, you know, from that moment when I saw this and I had to spend all this time retouching this stuff, I was prepared for the next time. So this is a little kind of advice. Make sure that, you know, you have that. There's another little kind of element or a little kind of tool which you can use. There's like a sticky tape. So if there's a client who has, like, I don't know, something sticking out or whatever, you can always use that tape to just kind of clean it up and make sure everything is kind of laying nicely on the client. And I always use that, especially for men, if they have like this collar a little bit off or whatever, I'm pretty much just using that sticky tape. It's kind of both sided tape, and you just kind of sticking on both ends, kind of clip it, and then you just basically, the clothing sits in the proper way, and there's no wrinkles, there's, you know, there's no things you have to just work on later on in Photoshop. And the last thing, what I'm using, you know, it's clamps, right? You know, if the wardrobe is too baggy and then you want to make your client looks a little bit better, you can also use those. You can buy them literally in any store. I bought mine in, you know, Home Depot. I'm sure if you live in Canada or States, you have that stores, and you can buy those clamps for like a couple bucks, and you can have few of those. They're smaller sizes, bigger sizes, and you can just, you know, clamp all this, you know, baggy clothing on the back, and it's gonna help you to just make this whole thing fits a little bit better. Okay, I think that would be enough. I could talk for probably for another half an hour about that stuff, but at least you guys have this general idea how to approach to wardrobe and approach to the clothing. This is something which, again, it's extremely important. Make sure you do this thing right, because it's going to affect your images. And picking the right clothing definitely can bring some kind of better quality to your images. This is something which, again, a lot of photographers, they don't pay attention to, and they ignore it, or they leave that up to the client. But unfortunately, we are the conductors of the session, and we want to make sure that the client looks the best. And, you know, sometimes those little changes, or, you know, picking different clothing and, you know, adjusting it properly and making this clothing prepared and ready for the photo shoot is going to not only make your client looks better, but also is going to save you a lot of time in post-production, and it's going to just bring completely different dynamic to the image. So that's something which, you know, is just those little details, right? Like, you know, we've talked about it on many occasions, that those little elements, those little factors, they're going to just elevate your image to completely different level. And clothing is actually one of them, which we really have to pay attention to. Okay, if you guys have any questions, you guys have any concerns, anything you would like to add to this, please feel free to reach out to me or make a comment. I'll be more than happy to answer more specific question regarding this, but I think I cover most of it. Stay tuned, and thank you for listening, and I will chat with you guys very soon. Bye-bye.